We now have our Bible reading, and it comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 16 to 21. So, from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, give us ears to hear, hearts to understand, and wills to seek to carry out your ministry of reconciliation. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Prayer that reconciles. It's a big and it's a difficult subject. It's more than forgiving. It's more than loving someone. Reconciliation requires both parties to come together. It challenges us to listen three-dimensionally to the other, to ourselves, and to God. Each week I get an email from the Avon and Somerset Christian Police Association with requests for prayers for members of the police and for their families. And there's a Bible verse for the week with a thought-provoking sentence underneath. And the other week I read, "The biggest communication problem is we do not listen to understand, we listen to reply." Now, those of you who were at the Archdeaconry day, that was almost exactly what was said, but not quite, because I'd written this already, and had I not written it already, I suppose I might have used some of the things they said. But further on as well, so in some ways it was a relief. I thought perhaps I was on the right lines. In other ways, I thought, oh, they've taken my talk. We do not listen to understand, we listen to reply. And listening to understand is vital, absolutely vital for reconciliation. Thabo Makgoba, the Archbishop of Cape Town, writes in his book Faith and Courage, Praying with Mandela, that reconciliation can be summed up in three R's: remedying brokenness, removing tensions, and righting wrongs. Once we realize something is not going well in a community or a personal relationship, there is a need to deal with the brokenness. And this requires true honesty and sincere listening, and also the Holy Spirit to guide our thoughts, and not just our thoughts, to guide our replies as well. Thabo Makgoba goes on to say that reconciliation is not easy. Achieving it is going to involve being hurt and feeling rejected at times. And hearing the truth can actually be very painful. But it's urgent that we ask, what is our part in responding to God's love for us, demonstrated in giving his Son, Jesus Christ, to call us from our lostness? To go back to our reading, all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. God brings us back to himself by blotting out our sins through Jesus Christ. And a bit further on, he has committed to us the message of reconciliation, and we are therefore Christ's ambassadors. An ambassador is an official representative on behalf of one country to another. And Paul was saying to the Corinthian church that, as Christians, they are Christ's ambassadors and should be leading the way both in reconciling their own differences and those of their community. A priest was taking communion service in Polesmoor Prison, one of the prisons Mandela was transferred to, along with some of the other leaders. And when he got to the piece, Mandela asked the priest to stop for a moment. And he went over to the young warder on guard and asked him if he were a Christian. Yes, was the reply. Well then, said Mandela, you must take off your cap and join us round the table. You cannot sit apart. This is Holy Communion, and we must share it, and we must receive it together. And the warder joined them. What an unlikely thing to happen. A white warder sharing communion with black prisoners and drinking from the same cup. We must take every opportunity we're given to draw people together, to bring about some sort of reconciliation, some sort of healing. It would have been just as difficult for some of the black prisoners to share the cup with a white man. But Mandela gave the opportunity for the Holy Spirit to come in and work what could have been seen as a miracle. After Mandela was released, Archbishop Desmond Tutu presided over the Truth and Reconciliation Commission to investigate the human rights abuses under apartheid. Amnesty was granted to the perpetrators who came forward to confess their crimes. Thousands of survivors and victims came forward to report what had happened to them. And thousands of perpetrators came forward too. It's impossible to quantify the good that that commission did in bringing people together, softening hearts, truly having to face the things that had been done. But the Holy Spirit was there. It had been given the opportunity of bringing people together, reconciling them one to another, even making lasting friendships where before there had been anger, hatred, a determination to make the perpetrators suffer. Those were extreme cases, but many of us will have relationships that may not have gone as we had hoped, and situations between communities and countries that cause resentment. Through prayer and the working of the Holy Spirit, the resentment, anguish, and perhaps feeling of despair, even hatred, can be resolved. As Christ's ambassadors here on earth, it is our duty to help facilitate the peaceful coming together of people and nations, remedying the brokenness, removing the tensions, and righting the wrongs with the help of the Holy Spirit. Some of us may have relationships we would love to be restored, or know of people we would like to help but concerned that it could seem as meddling. There are so many countries where conflict reigns, and a particular one may be laid on someone's heart. If you would like to come up, as Terry was, Ian, was saying, if you would like to come up for a prayer and an anointing for any situation where reconciliation is needed, then please come up. Ian and Keith will be up here for that. And it could be for yourself, or it could be on behalf of somebody, of someone or a community or a country. Explain the problem to them or not, whatever feels right to you. But as Ian said, if we can say just a brief something, it helps them to pray into the situation. And there are also candles that we can light. Do both, or just one or the other, whatever you feel. And Donna will be here to help with the candles.